The Name Series, Part 4, Power in His Name. For you rescued me from death. You kept my feet from stumbling so that I can walk in Yahweh's presence in the light of life. Psalm 56:13. In Yahweh was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:4. Yahweh, my Elohim, enlightens my darkness. Psalm 18:28. This is the message we have heard from Yeshua and proclaim to you, that Yahweh is light, and in Him, Yahweh, is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:5-7. As these scriptures state from both sides of the book, we are told that Yahweh, the source of life, is light. Most of us do not think of light as a force or a power. Light is mostly considered as quiet in its effect, just something to illuminate our way. However, there are some facts about the consistency of light that just may surprise you. For instance, when light is concentrated into its purest form, it becomes a laser with the ability to consume anything in its path. That's power. For most who already abide in Yeshua, there is yet a realization to truly, fully comprehend the force of the power of light they carry within upon receiving the breath of life. Modern science has found that light waves travel at 186,000 miles per second in measurable waves of energy. The amount of energy in a light wave is proportionately related to its frequency. High frequency light has high energy, and low frequency light has low energy, but they all contain energy or power. The frequency is the number of waves that pass a point in space during any time interval, usually 1 second. It is measured in units of cycles, waves per second, or hertz. The frequency of visible light is referred to as color and ranges from 430 trillion hertz on the lower end, which is seen as red, to 750 trillion hertz on the upper end, which is seen as violet. But the full range of light frequencies extends far beyond the visible spectrum, from less than 1 billion hertz, as in radio waves, to greater than 3 billion billion hertz, as in gamma rays. As noted, on the upper end of the spectrum, we find the concentrated laser light, which is visible only when refracted through another medium, thus giving it color. Experimental observations have concluded that energy waves, once emitted, never dissipate, nor do they cease to exist, what is known as eternal. Finding the generating source of that energy, however, has been problematic for the scientific community. On the other end of the spectrum, if the frequency of light is lowered sufficiently, it will congeal or thicken to the consistency of blood, what we call plasma, the fourth state of matter. In Leviticus 17:11, we are told that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And from the scriptures we've already referenced, we are also told that the source of life abiding in the blood is the light of men. Could the glory of Elohim, referred to in the Tanakh, the original book, that manifested before the children of Israel in the wilderness as a pillar of fire, actually have been a laser? Since Yom Shavuot, or the day of Pentecost, Scripture has declared the dwelling place of Yahweh to abide in the vessels of those men who embrace Him as He proclaims Himself to be. Could that same power visible to the wilderness Hebrews now abide in the hearts of those who keep His words? The Hebrew term Shinakah, while not explicitly found in Scripture, is derived from the Hebrew verb shechan, which is used frequently in the Tanakh to literally mean to settle, inhabit, dwell, or rest, as in Exodus 25:8. As Isaiah 57:15 reveals, Yahweh abides in eternity. This eternal brilliance of light or radiance is the abiding place of Yahweh. This light is also portrayed as Yahweh's name, what Moses asked Yahweh to show him in Exodus 33:18. What subsequently passed before Moses in answer to that request is found in Exodus 34:1-7. Beginning with the issuance of his 10 words, was a proclamation of the name of Yahweh, the source of life, so brilliant, so pure in its residence or frequency, so as to consume anything or anyone not hidden from its brilliance. The English word glory, used in Exodus 33:18, is translated from the Hebrew word kavod, which has its origin in a similar word, kavad, and means to be heavy or weighty, to be honorable or glorious. Since the weight of this splendor comes from being in the presence of His glory, all anyone can do is to bow down, to bend the knee at the majesty of this radiance, thus becoming an acknowledgement of the nobility of His essence. This is what immediately happened with Moses after Yahweh passed before him. He bowed down and worshiped this glory. He could not help himself. So weighty was the radiance, the brilliance of His presence. The same thing happened when His presence filled the tabernacle. The congregation had to bow down from the weight of the magnificence of what was before them. This Hebrew word kavod is also shown to mean liver, which is the heaviest organ in the body. The function of the liver in the body is to cleanse the blood of impurities. As we embrace His name, we are embracing the essence of truth. His essence then comes to rest in, settles in, and revitalizes the liver. The essence of the source of life becomes a part of our body to cleanse our blood. The liver is also the only organ in the body with the power to regenerate itself. The purer the consistency of the blood becomes, the life within us, it raises the frequency of resonance, and the more brilliant the light within us radiates, the more pulsating force it exerts in the physical realm. When Yeshua said to be perfect, even as your Father is perfect, he was not giving us something to do that was beyond our reach, nor was he telling us anything new. He was not giving us a new command, but was in fact quoting 1 Kings 8:61, where the Hebrew word shalom, translated as the English perfect, means complete of keeping covenant relation, peaceful, whole, full, at rest. To be perfect, then, does not mean to be flawless, but made complete in keeping his covenant, which the psalmist tells us is perfect, and by the keeping of it, our soul is converted, returned, or brought back to its original state, restored to life and revitalized. In the Tanakh, this exercise is called being holy because Yahweh is holy, meaning to be holy is to remain set apart from the world influences he has separated us from by his Spirit. Being holy is something that is cultivated within an individual by that individual. That cultivation within is then manifested without as Ruach HaKodesh. Reading right to left is Hebrew for the holiness of spirit, which has been used inadvertently as a substitute for the English Holy Spirit appearing in their Bibles. This is incorrect, as there is no capitalization in Hebrew, thus there is no personification, no third person Holy Spirit. What is the holiness of spirit? Holiness is the nature abiding in spirit, who is Yahweh. Without holiness, no one will see the frequency of light Yahweh abides in. Even though light dissipates darkness, as 1 John 1:5 through 7 says, choosing to embrace, to walk in darkness, will cause light not to manifest. It is possible to diminish the functionality of the liver by overwhelming it with more impurity than it is able to handle, such as in the case of prolonged drug or alcohol abuse. When the liver becomes diseased, it turns hard, ceases to function. The energy wave frequency diminishes and the body dies. This is why we need definition in our lives, a standard to measure our deeds by, to see if they are of the light or in darkness. The tradition of grace, which says we can be forgiven of any sin, is true. The truth of grace is that it is limited by our choices. If we persist in darkness, whether willfully or through willful ignorance, not seeking truth with all of our might, that darkness can and will extinguish light in our lives. The authority we have been given is exousia, the power of choice. The manner by which we maintain separateness, holiness, is addressed in the 10 words of Yahweh. The definition of the difference between what is light and what is darkness. This is something we do. We make a sanctuary for him in our lives by our living. The English word translated as sanctuary in this verse in Exodus 25:8 is the Hebrew word mikdash, which comes from the Hebrew root word kadash, meaning holy, to be set apart, be consecrated. We consecrate a place for his presence to continue to abide, to dwell, to rest in us in the fullness of his glory by setting ourselves apart from the things of the world. Understandably, this is in direct contradiction to the once saved, always saved tradition of men. But that tradition is not found in the book. Continuing to abide in His presence is something we continually do. It is called being obedient to His words. Those who say it is impossible to keep the words of Yahweh believe a lie perpetrated by another tradition of men and have not taken heed to the actual words of 1 John 5:3. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. John 15:3. The blood of Yeshua cleanses us from impurity because it is the blood of the Father that courses through Him. It is because He restored the doorway to the source of life that through Him, through the example of His life, we too are afforded that same access to the Father as He. As we eat of His flesh and drink of His blood, we obtain life in us just as, in the same way, in like fashion, He obtained life in the Father. If Yahweh is the source of life, should His words not also be considered the source of living in continuance of that life? Living according to His commandments is the epitome of shalom. To be whole, complete, at peace, and at rest with the Almighty, and thus cleansing the soul. The word translated as soul in Psalm 19 quoted earlier is the Hebrew noun nephesh, and means life, that which breathes, the breathing substance or being. The verb form is nafash, and means to refresh oneself by breathing. There are only two places in Scripture where we are told Spirit breathed into men. The first time is in Genesis 2:7, where Yahweh breathed life into the first Hebrew, Adam. According to Leviticus 17:11, that life became his blood. The DNA of spirit entered into Adam and became his blood, producing life. The second time spirit breathed into men is found in John 20, verse 22, when the resurrected Yeshua, having restored the kingdom of Gan Eden, which is Hebrew for the Garden of Delight found in Eden, breathed on the 11 disciples, saying, "Receive the breath of life." This was the same Spirit of Yahweh that was breathed into Adam and the precursor to Yom Shavuot, the day of Pentecost, the outpouring upon all who would embrace Yahweh's essence found in the example of life manifested in Yeshua, occurring 50 days later. Yeshua breathed life into them, and it restored, revitalized their blood to the same consistency as His. They received His DNA. When we embrace the words of Yahweh as manifested in the life of Yeshua, Yahweh's breath of life settles in our liver, and His life, His DNA, His blood abides within us to cleanse His temple, which we have become. As we remain complete or holy by embracing His words, keeping His covenant, our energy, frequency level rises, and we become brilliant by abiding in His essence. To manifest His glory is to keep His words, all 10 of them, exactly as they are written. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. John 15:3. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see Yahweh. Matthew 5:8. Notice Yeshua did not say his word, but the word in John 15:3, remaining consistent with his exclamation of John 14:24. The word translated as the English clean in the John 15:3 verse is the same Greek word katharos, translated as the English word pure in Matthew 5:8, and means free from every admixture or adhesion of what is false. Anything which soils, adulterates, or corrupts what is truth, purified by fire. As we remain free of the consequences of being separated from the source of life, which is called sin, our liver remains viable, able to perform its necessary function of cleansing the blood, and we radiate light. As we keep his words, the definition between what is light and what is darkness, we cultivate purity in our lives. As our blood becomes pure, the frequency rate becomes higher and our light becomes brilliant. The energy waves emanating from that light pulse forth and cause life to be imparted unto others, the same as it was with Yeshua, through our speech and manner of life. His word will not return void. That purity of life is called virtue. As light is manifested, darkness does not flee, but dissipates in the presence of the light. When was the last time you turned on a light switch in a darkened room? Was there a struggle for that light to become preeminent and dissipate the darkness? When Yeshua moved through a multitude, Scripture tells us they were all healed because virtue went out of him. The Greek word for virtue is dynamis and means inherent power. Yeshua manifested the power of the name of the Father and calls upon us to do the same. He pointed to the outward manifestation of the works as a vindication of the words he spoke. And he said his words were not his, but his Father's. He cultivated virtue by keeping the words of his Father. This walk is about manifesting the power of the name of the Father in this earthly realm. Today, with our lives to change the lives of others in the same way Yeshua's life exampled that walk. The tradition of men would seek to turn this walk into a debate over the rules of religion instead of seeking the truth of who he says he is, and thus deny the power inherent in his name. As priests, we are called to be guardians of the sanctity of his name, so as to keep the virility of his power alive in our lives. That virility is called virtue. We guard the virility of the essence of his name by cultivating virtue in our lives. Inherent power, because the power of light is found in virtue. As virtue is cultivated in our lives, the light within us becomes more brilliant, causing darkness to diminish. Most approach darkness from a standpoint of fear because they do not understand the power of light. The only power darkness has over us is what we give it. The definition of the Greek word translated most often as the English word fear, phobos, means a dread of what is to come, terror. 1 John 4:18 tells us that as we walk in the perfect, in his name of love, there is no fear because perfect love casts out fear. Like light and darkness, the two cannot abide in the same space at the same time. The commandments are given to define for us the distinction between what is light and what is darkness. The Hebrew word for fear used in Exodus 14:13 is yare, and means to cause to stand in astonishment and awe. We watch in awe as the power of His name manifests through us as we simply stand in His presence in the midst of whatever circumstances before us. Praise in Hebrew is halal, and means to shine, to flash forth light. Why is His name important? His name is important because in His name is the power of life. In Yahweh is the source of life, and the life is the light of men. Yahweh, who is the source of life, is light. He and His Son both say that if we will obey His voice and keep His Father's words, He and His Son will abide, make their dwelling place, come to live within us. Hold the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. 1 Timothy 3:9.